Madam President, distinguished delegate, I would like to thank Belgium and Germany for their excellent work as the gender focal point coordinators. The Lao PDI is of the view that gender mainstreaming is essential in the UXO sector to ensure that the diverse needs, vulnerabilities, and perspectives of all populations are considered, and an inclusive approach is delivered. By incorporating gender consideration, we strengthen the effectiveness of UXO intervention, leveraging diverse insight and local knowledge to provide more equitable access to UXO My Action programs. This approach not only empowers women and promotes their participation in decision-making, but also fosters inclusivity and reduce disparity, ultimately enhancing the overall impact of UXO sector in the Lao PDR. In 2023, in collaboration between the government and the UNDP Lao office, the gender analysis and action plan was conducted and provide a comprehensive study of the intersection of gender, poverty, disability within the UXO sector. It proposed a four-year gender diversity action plan to systematically address inclusion in UXO policy and programming. The plan offers a set of actionable recommendations for UXO stakeholders to create a more equitable approach to gender and diversity. Moreover, this gender analysis of UXO sector has been leading to the integration of gender and diversity focal point across the four technical working groups. These four focal points ensure that gender and diversity issues are addressed at the technical level with coordination from the NRA office. As part of the ongoing reform led by Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the UXO sector working group has tasked the technical working group with specific responsibility, including gender mainstreaming. To support this effort, gender training of trainers program was conducted to enhance the capacity of UXO sector staff, particularly the gender focal points in each of the four technical working groups. Madam President, integrating gender equality and addressing the diverse needs of the affected community is crucial, particularly in the implementation of National Socio-Economic Development Plan, the National Strategic Plan on Addressing UXO Problem. This includes ensuring age and gender-responsive victim assistance and collecting disaggregated data related to UXO clearance, list education, and surveys. Significant progress is being made in gender representation, as highlighted by the UXO Sector Annual Report 2023, which show a rise in the number of women in the workforce from 1,529 in 2022 to 1,975 in 2023, comprising 35% of total workforce. Women are increasingly taking on leadership roles, notably in teams responsible for clearance, list education, technical survey, and non-technical surveys. Moving forward, we remain committed to advancing gender and diversity mainstreaming in the UXO sector and within the framework of the CCM. We will continue to explore opportunities to enhance inclusivity and gender equality, ensure that the UXO sector reflects the diverse needs and experience of all members of affected community. I thank you.